We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Tesem Beis, and we are starting the last line of Samach Tesem Aleph, repeating what's said in the Mishnah. V'loy Yisachar v'amurkov, v'loy Sadan Hashikma. These trees are not included in the sale of a Sada because they're very choshev trees, and therefore they have their own shame if they atzmai. They're not included in the sale. Zokta Gemara, Menon Emili. How do you know? It's interesting. Gemara has Menon Emili. Until now, we have almost 10 blot of different cases, of things that are included in the sale. We never said Menon Emili. But here all of a sudden say Menon Emili. I think Rav Chanan Wasserman has this aura. But Menon Emili, how do we know that these trees are not included in the sale? Om Rav Yudam Rav, Dom HaKroh, it says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Chayisoro, it says in the Pasuk like this, Vayokom stei Ephroin asher machpela asher lefnei mamre asada v'ma'ara ashabai, that when Avraham Avinu bought the ma'ara samachpela from Ephroin, the whole soda that the Machpelah was there was sold to Avraham Avinu. V'chol ha'etz asher b'soda asher b'chol gevuloi soviv, and all the trees that are in the soda asher b'chol gevuloi that are in the borders soviv were included. Now the words v'chol ha'etz asher b'soda is included is good. And what's asher b'chol gevuloi? I understand. Yeah, of course, not trees that are in different property. What's loshon b'chol gevuloi? And we darshim from there mishetzarach legvul soviv, something that it needs to be that a tree, a regular tree, unless it's in the border, you don't even recognize that tree. It's not a recognizable thing that's a part of a sale unless it's in the property. It's not sad that your next door neighbor tree is included in the sale because a tree is every tree looks the same. Yotsu elu, but certain trees they're so chashev, you know about that tree by itself. She'ein tzar ligvol saviv. You don't have to say in the gavul. You don't have to, in order to make that part of the sale, it doesn't have to be part of, you don't have to say in the gavul. If that tree is in the sale, that tree has its own name, b'fnei atzmai, it doesn't have to be part of a gavul in order to be included in the sale. That means there's two ways to sell a tree. One way to sell a tree is to say any tree that's inside the border is included. That would be one way to sell a tree. Another way to sell a tree is say that specific tree is on sale. Now, a regular tree, you never would say that tree is for sale. You would say any tree that's in this area is for sale. That type of tree is automatically part of a sada. Masha ain't in a tree, then when you sell that tree, you say that specific tree, that's not included in the sale of a sada. That's a chosh of a tree, and that we see from the extra words, asher b'chol gevuloi saviv, that it says in this parasha to teach us this halacha, that any tree that has a chashivas that is not the way you sell is not part of a gvul, that type of tree will not be included in the sale of a sada. Omram v'sharashia mekan lematzar min ha'atayra, which is a different halacha the Rashbam learns. They see from here that even trees that are on the border itself are included in the sale. We'll read the Rashbam inside. It's the first wide line. You kind of the borders as well, atzmon, and all the trees that are planted on the border. The mitzor mechal soda. How do we see that? The hachi mashma, the word soviv. Any trees that are planted on the borders that are around the soda, kana avram, kain nirabena. It means it wasn't so posh what exactly the mara means, but that's what Rashbam learns. It means anything that's on the border is included also. It's even the word saviv. Anything that's on the border is included in the sale of the soda. So I think mara vayt. Om Rav Yehuda, hayman de mazvin ara lechavre. If you sell a property to your friend, tzolchem mikhtavle, you have to write, kani lecha, I'm selling you the ara with everything in it. The diklin v'talin. Diklin v'talin are both palm trees. The diklin is an older tree, and a talim is a younger tree. V'hutzim v'titzim, which the Rashbam says are also type of palm trees, like the Eilm knows from Masech the Sukkah, tzine harabarzel. Tzine harabarzel is type of palm tree. So listen, tzine, here it says tzitzim, but somehow the Rashbam has a girsa tzine. Utzinim. But like upon them, these are all palm trees. You have to write that into the field. Even though if you didn't write that, you are kind of all those trees. I feel like a shuf for the shtaru. Still, it's nice to put it into the shtar. It's like the Rashbam says, "Yipu kayach hashtar." I feel you also play best than toyim yoav leshem. For us, it's a hashtar. It's a first in the shtar. Since it's a first in the shtar, so therefore, they if they come for a best than toyim, they will give them they'll give it to them no matter what, because they understand in their pashtei that this is included because it says it mefurish. But even though it's always really, if you sell a sada, you don't say levad medikli, it's all anyway included. But lemaisa, it's better if you write it, it's a more clear shtar. Omalei, if you tell someone, I'm selling you arav medikli, I'm selling you a property with palm trees. Chazina, iisle dikli, if he has palm trees in the property, good. So, you give him two dikli. You give him the ara of a dikli. You give him two dekel trees. Now, not to wait. It's not in the ara dafka. It's not in the ara. Always gets included automatically. Here is an ara of a dikli. What it means is he's selling you a property and dekel trees. So let's say this ara has no dekel trees, but he owns two dekel trees. He has to give you two dekel trees from his ownership somewhere else. So omalei ara of a dikli chazinan iisle dikli yovle trei dikli. You give him, besides for the property, you have to give the buyer two palm trees. If he's less late, if he doesn't have, he has to go buy two palm trees and give it to him. Vimashabdi, if the two palm trees he has in a different property are meshubat to amalva, he has to go to the malva and say, I'm being paid to those two trees to give it to the guy who bought it from me. That's if you say ara vadikli, which sounds like I'm selling you a property and I'm also selling you dikli. But if I say ara vadikli, I'm selling you a property, and in the property are trees. A soda im the columns of a soichai nimaychalach, like the Rashbam says. I'm selling you a property with palm trees inside it. So then it depends. If this soda, this ara, has palm trees, yovle. It's good sale. Below of lekachtoyes. If it doesn't have palm trees in this ara, it's a mekachtoyes. I'm telling you an ara with palm trees in it. If it doesn't have it, it's a mekachtoyes. Now, Rashbam speaks out, even though we know Eina Einor Lika Kais, we had a few times already in this parak in the Rashbam already, Eina Einor Lika Kais, but this is not called Einor, it's Mekach Tois. There is Yesh Mekach Tois Lika Kais, and there's Mekach Tois in such a case. What about if you say Ara Be Dikli? It's Ara Be Dikli, which means Ara that is a Mokim a royal of the column. The Locha is Lesle Dikli. The buyer does not get the column tree. What I meant to say was, the Chazil Dikli. That it's royal for dekel trees, Kamalei. That's what I'm telling you. Ara vedikli means I'm selling you a property that has the possibility and the kayach to be able to grow in it dekel trees. It has to be royal. It has to be yofel agad of the column. But the response speaks out. But if they are the column, they belong to lekeach because avada, if it's chazah dikli, I'm sure I sold it to you also. But if it doesn't have, I'm not mechuyif to buy, it's not a mechtoyis, because all I meant was that it's royal for dekel trees. Omalei levar medikla planya. He says, I'm selling you my property besides for that specific palm tree. So chazina, we check out the palm tree. Ik dikla tavahu, if it's a good dekel tree that produces peiris, which the response is, it could be a beini, like a solid dekel tree. Shuri shari, that means even shari for himself. He wanted something to eat from, so he saved himself one tree. The rest of the trees and the property belong to the buyer. But ik dikla bishu, if that one tree, he said, was a shvacha tree, it hardly produces any peiris. So then he means to say he's been mishar all of the column tree. Kol shekein hanach. If he's mishar that tree, he can't say because you want the pears, because he doesn't have pears in that tree. So what it means to say is, I'm being mishar the trees. That's what Rashbam says, that if it's a shvacha one, then kol shekein hanach. But Rashbam does speak out that if there are ones that are worse than that, we read Rashbam inside, kol shekein hanach hamutav menu. It's like 15 lines on the bottom. Even that bad one of Mishael Atzman. If they're worse ones than that, Avad, those are Bechal the sale. Because you only say that the better ones are not included, but the Shvach ones are included. Now, before we start the next Gemara, so Hakdama, that Stam Ilonos are regular trees, do not include, Stam Ilonos do not include a palm tree or a vineyard. Those are special, they have their own name. But if I say trees and all I have is a dekel, then it'll mean a dekel because it can't mean anything else. But if there's other things it can mean, then all other trees are called trees. When it comes to a palm tree and a vineyard, it has its own name. Okay, so omalei, if you sell your property to levar miloni, besides for the trees, isle eloni, if he has trees, it means levar miloni. Isle dikli, if he only has palm trees in this property, levar medikli. It means I'm not selling you the dekel. Yistei gufni, if he only has vines, levar megufni. It means besides the gufni. Ilone vegufni, if he says, I am selling you my trees and my gefen, levar, I'm not selling you, I'm besides for my ilon and my gefen, Levad, and there's both in here. He says, no, the case is back to the first case. He says, I'm selling you everything besides for trees. And in the property are Ilone and Gufni. The halacha is, the only one that's excluded is the Ilone, because you don't call a Geffen Ilonim unless it's the only things there. Ilonis, as long as the only thing is there. So there, Levar mi Ilone alone. Ilone v'dikli, if the property has Ilonis and Dekalim, and you said Levar mi Ilonis, the only thing you exclude is Levar mi Ilone. Again, because a Dekal is not a Stam Ilon. If there's other Ilonis there, it does not mean Dekal. You don't mean Dekal. Let's say in the field, they have Gufni v'dikli. So which one is more of an Ilon? A Geffen and Dekal? Mar says Levar mi Gufni. It means the Geffen is more of an Ilon than a Dekal. A palm tree is more Choshev than a Geffen. Amar Rav. Rav says, that we said, that these trees are not included in the sale, it's only if it's a chosh of a tree. You know, it has some kind of chashivas. Kosh oyle bechevel have a shear. If you have to go up to get down the dates with a rope, then it's a shear. But it's a very short tree, it's a very young tree. Kosh in oyle bechevel have a shear. If you don't need a chevel to get up there, it's not a shear, it's bottled to the soda. That's what Rav says. But the Yonah Goyla Omri, which is Shmuel and Karna, they say a different shear. When you plow the field, you go right over it and nothing happens. It's such a shvacha tree. Then lo have a shear. That's not a shear because that's bottled to the soda. If the oil cannot go over it, have a shear is a shear. So we think it's machlekes. Rav and Shmuel. Where's it? No, lo pligi. It's not a machlekes. Habadikli habaylonai. Rav is talking about a dekel tree. So by a dekel tree, the shear is a chevel. But by Elon, you don't need a rope to get up to a tree. Or a tree, you can just stick your hand up, pick up an apple. You don't need a rope. So that's the Hobbit Dekel, that's Rav's shear. And by Elonois, it's a shear of oil koivshoy. And the Rav says also, it doesn't pass to say oil koivshoy on a palm tree, because it's possible to have a tall palm tree that needs a chevel that still could get bent down under the oil. So therefore, they're saying two different shearim. By Dekel trees, the shear is not included, has a chashivas, and your rope to get on to it. And when it comes to a regular tree, the shear is if a shar that's plowing go over it and it won't pop and it won't stop the plow, then it's bottled to the field. If it's big enough, it will stop the plow. Then if he says, Levar mi Ilonois, it's not included in the sale of the property.